What if someone from the exhaustion, emotional heaviness, or patterns kept you repeating what actually wasn't yours? Today, we're talking about energy clearing, cord cutting, and how unresolved trauma and emotional attachments can quietly drain us without us even realizing it. My guest today works in shamanic healing and trauma release, helping people clear what no longer belongs in their lives so they can move forward lighter, clearer, and more empowered. Now, before we dive into this, make sure that you subscribe to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi and follow us on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss these conversations because you're really going to get intrigued by this one. Now, Sandra B Bally is a shamanic practitioner who works with energy clearing, cord cutting, and trauma release, helping people break that free from their emotional, energetic, and generational patterns that keep them stuck. Now, Sandra, I'm really excited to have you on the show. This
Thank
is
you for
gonna
having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is gonna be amazing. I can't wait to begin. Now, for someone who's never heard of the term energy clearing before, how do you explain what it actually is in grounded and in a practical way?
Outside of your body, you have an aura, and our aura picks up on our environments, and it can pick up energy. It can pick up beings. And what happens with that when you want to do the energy clearing, you want to cleanse the aura inside and out, because on the outside of the aura, it can get rips or tears. And when that happens, it allows different things to come near your body. So we want to make sure that we clear that, because that also affects you mentally and physically.
Now, why do you think so many people right now are feeling emotionally overwhelmed, drained, or disconnected, even when they're doing all the right things for their mental health?
The energy going on in the United States right now is very heavy, and people are also picking up on the emotions of others. So what we need to do is it's a two part. So you need to keep your energy clean, but also the energy of your home. A lot of people, you can, and there's several ways you can do that. You can use sage to sage the outside and the inside of your aura, and that will remove energy. So you want to make sure you have a second incense, for example, lavender. That's one of my favorites. And
Yeah.
then you can also use salt water. And it doesn't matter what type of salt, just put it in a sprayer and then just spray around your aura, and that will cleanse it. So that's the first step. And then you've got the home. And you can actually do those steps also, keep the home. I recommend once a week if it's possible. And also, another good way, and I make the baths for this, is a spiritual bath. So when you get in that, it cleans your aura, but you can also manifest. So like if you have a love bath or a money bath, so those are really wonderful and fun activities that you can do.
I love that. Where can people learn more about like a money bath or different types of baths?
On my website, they can go in there, and under the money baths, I give them different ways that you can manifest and how to do the spiritual baths. It's like cleanse your aura and let's manifest at the same time. I love it.
Oh, wow. I like that too. Now, when people hear cord cutting, they often imagine something extreme or dramatic. Like, what does cord cutting really mean? And how do emotional or energetic cords form in the first place?
One of the things that I'm seeing a lot of now is especially people that are envious. People that are envious and think of you, in a detrimental way, it will form a cord. And that cord can connect anywhere to your body, and you have to remove it and then burn it. With the cord cutting between two people, you have a person here and a person, and then your cord connects. A lot of times people will use candle magic to remove those cords, but it leaves the roots and the seeds. So with that, it grows back. So when we do cord cuttings, we want to get the root out of each side, collect your energy and bring it back to you and release theirs. So it helps you disconnect from that person completely. And I recommend that at least once a year. A good time is, the new year.
I like that a lot. How do you know if they are cords, that are kind of holding you to someone who is envious and that might be, distributing negative energy to you?
Most of the time, when people get the cords of envious, they'll feel it in their chest. And what they'll do is they'll contact me and they'll feel drained and they will feel sickly because they can accidentally send you the envious eye. And the envious eye can cause all types of problems, anywhere from headaches to money loss, because some people's envy is that strong. So what we want to do with that, the way that I check it is I'll close my eyes and get into a semi-trance, and then I can see the cords that are on people. The most serious cords are the ones that are done by dark practitioners, and they actually send things purposely to you. One of the most common things is they'll send chaos, and they'll put a cord on your head, and it will make you feel like you've got mental problems, and it's not that, it's them.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, how does unresolved trauma, especially childhood trauma, create those energetic attachments that follow people into adulthood?
Yes. So one of the most important things that I see is I don't want to go to that part. Okay. So the mental abuse. So that will stay in the brain, in the ears, and in the eyes. And it will keep popping up and popping up. And it will actually bring those type people to you. It will draw those people that are abusers to you. So what we have to do is go into the brain and remove the trauma. And when we remove it, we have to pull it outside of the aura. Because if you don't, that energy will still be there and it'll fill back in the area. And then you need to remove it from the eyes and the ears and just bring it out and then burn it and then fill those areas back in.
I see that happen all the time. I see people who were emotionally abused as a child, and they had certain lifestyles that were returned or and were told certain things, and then they immediately in their adulthood years, even in their teens, they were consistently energetically attracting those type of people all throughout their life. And then a lot of them end up with people like that. They either end up with a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner who has the same type of energies that were detrimental to them emotionally in their past.
And they'll have that energy still in their brain, and it just sucks those type people to come back to you because the
Now,
energy resonates.
what is the process of getting those energies to release and leave you?
I have to go into the area, and it depends on where the trauma. Let's move to, I'll go to physical abuse. Being hit on that area of the body, and not only does it leave energy, it leaves an imprint, and that's similar to like a tattoo. So I have to go into the body and remove it and pull it out of the energy field, and then come back with white fire and remove the imprint, and then fill that back up with love. So then their frequency raises, and then they start attracting high frequency things like love and joy and happiness. And
I love that. Now, what are some of the signs someone might be carrying energetic cords or attachments without realizing it?
with the energetic cords, people will always tell me they feel like pinpricks in that area. And one of the common places is the crown chakra. So they'll message me and tell me that I'm feeling a heaviness in this area and pinpricks. So that's usually my first indication that, okay, they have a cord. And then another place that cords are common is in your solar plexus. And that goes right into your life force. So they will tell me that they don't have any self-control. They have addiction problems. And so that lets me know, okay, there's something going on with their solar plexus. And so I'll go in there and I'll see it and then I'll remove it and then send healing to that area.
Now, many people struggle with boundaries, especially in family or romantic relationships. Like, how does cord cutting support healthier boundaries without cutting people out of your life?
Oh, I love this. Okay, so when you do the cord cutting, I cut all the cords and get all the roots and seeds. Because the relationships that you have good relationships with, the cord will reconnect. So I give them like a clean slate and then we go from there. And once the cords are removed, people will notice certain characteristics that they don't want a part of when before they didn't see that because the cords and the energy was allowing them. It raises your frequency and it helps you bring healthier relationships to you.
Now, is this something that a person can do, maybe like an exercise at home to help them, or is this something that they need to go to a professional like yourself to help them release it?
With the cord cutting, I love empowering people so they can do it yourself. All right, so the best way is if you don't have any spiritual training, what you would do is you would call in Archangel Michael and ask him to cut the cords and remove the roots and seeds between you and that person. And he can do that. And he's more than happy to do that. So what happens is you get a whole brand new start. And I think everybody at the beginning of the year, we should get a clean slate.
I agree with you completely. Now, you said that you would know personally if this person, if you were attached to this cord, you would just know within you. You might get some physical signs. You may maybe can you mentally just tell that it's that person? Like it, you just know for some reason. Maybe there's someone, maybe a spiritual guide that's letting you know that this person is it has a cord held to you and that you need to release it. Is something like that possible?
To be able to feel it.
To be able to feel it, maybe have like a spiritual guide, let maybe give you a message. And if if you have that ability where you can, know the different signs and you could feel things or, maybe have, a higher sense of spiritual ability, you might be able to tell where those cords are coming from.
Yes. So what I recommend is to get into like a deep meditative state and cover your eyes if you can, because the pressure on the eyes helps you connect to the spiritual realm. So you can close your eyes and then you can call in Archangel Michael and he will actually give you a flash of exactly where the cords are. So when people, they practice that, I'll say, keep practicing it until you can see the cords. Because that's important. And that helps you step into your awakening, also being able to see things. And you can ask him also to open your third eye more. So, what if I was going to give you step by step, I'd say get into a meditative state, put on music that resonates with you. No words, whether it be drumming or whether it be ocean music, get into that state, close your eyes. Call in Archangel Michael, ask him to open your third eye and put you into a trance state, and then begin. Just ask him what you want and he'll deliver. And that's the beautiful thing. There are so many light beings. They're just saying, hey guys, we're here. Just ask.
I love that.
Me
Now,
too.
yeah, that's it's beautiful. It's a great way to free yourself from negativity, and that's what I love about it. There's a lot of misconception around spiritual healing. Like, what do you want people to understand about cord cutting and energy work that's often misunderstood or feared?
A lot of people use Reiki, and they use the Reiki symbols. And I'm a Reiki master, but I don't use any of my symbols. Everyone has their own symbol from Archangel Michael. Just a lot of people don't know, but you have one. So that's what I use, and that's what I teach my students to use. And what it is pulling on the energy and the healing from the upper world, which is 1,000 times more healing than going to a doctor, because it gets at the root. Let's give it, okay. For example, I'll give a virus, respiratory virus. When you go to the doctor, they just treat the symptoms. But when you're using healing from the upper world, we're actually going into the lungs, removing what doesn't belong there, burning what doesn't belong there, filling the lungs up with healing, and then sealing it. And people see re results immediately. And a lot of people have this misconception that the energy is coming from a guide. It isn't. It's coming from your higher self in the upper world.
That's amazing. Now, for someone who's listening right now who feels emotionally heavy or energetically drained, what's the one gentle practice mindset shift that they could start with today?
Cleansing their energy field and then their chakras. And they actually have chakra stones that you can, put them in your hand, put water, and then put salt on them. That cleanses them. You want that done before you put it on you. And then you go through each chakra and put them there. Now, there's also the chakra bowls. There's chakra music, chakra frequency. So you have things to go through. So you want to do the energy field and the chakras, and it makes a huge difference. Oh, and you can also do egg cleansing. If you are, feeling a lot of depression, or anxiety, you can use an egg. And the egg is like a sponge, and it will remove what's inside of you that doesn't belong. So you would do your head for that egg cleanse.
And how would they do that exactly?
All
For
right, so
people.
with an egg cleanse, you want to put them out at least an hour before you're going to use it. And before you're going to do the cleanse, I want you to hold the egg in your hand, let the water go on it, put some salt, and then the egg is ready. And you can literally just take the egg and just move around, and intuitively, you'll be guided when you're finished. Then after that, get a glass of water. And fill it up to water where that much from the top, and then take the egg and crack it inside. But make sure you don't look inside of it this way, because if you do, it sucks it back up into your eyes. So keep it above and then just look. Yeah. And then you can see what was removed. And it's so cool. Another thing that I love to show people is do the same thing with cleansing the egg and crack it without doing anything, and say, okay, this is what it looks like. And then take an egg and yell into it and crack it, and you'll see. And you can see that shows you immediately what energy really does.
That's amazing. Now, how do energy clearing and cord cutting work alongside therapy and the nervous system work and personal development rather than replacing them?
What I if I'm working with a client that has like severe depression, the first thing that I'll do is cleanse them outside of their aura, inside of their aura, their chakras, and I'll use an egg to cleanse them. And then there's other things that contribute to that. Soul loss. So soul loss, everyone's soul is fragmented because it happens from the time you're born to now. In any kind of trauma will make your soul fragment. So those pieces need to be picked up. Also, childhood abuse will cause your soul to fragment. So it's very important that we look at the person from a whole. So you want to do the cleanse, then you want to do the soul retrieval, and then you want to do the trauma removal. Because if your soul is fragmented, and if you still have the trauma in your body, you're not moving forward. You're just going in a continuous circle, and you have to step outside of that. Then, once you've got yourself cleansed, cleared, and you're whole, you're going to see that the problems that you're having, majority of them have been resolved.
Wow. Now, what does life start to feel like for people who once they've released and, what they've been carrying for years, like emotionally and energetically?
What I see immediately is they step into their power. I'll get emails and calls, and they'll be, and that's one of the things I tell them at the end. Okay, you're clean, you're clear, you're at a new beginning. And
Yeah.
I'll get emails back, and they'll be like, Sandra, I had a Palladian visit me. I had a Syrian, I had a shaman from my past life. And it awakens you to step into your power because we're all here. We're all spiritual beings. It's just all this gunk has kept you down from being able to rise. Because once your frequency elevates, light beings start coming to you.
Wow. Now, when it comes to if there was one message that you wanted listeners to walk away with about healing, release, and personal power, what would that be?
Cleansing. The cleansing and getting whole, because it affects the children and it affects the home and the times that we're in right now. For example, when I'm cleaning people's auras, I'm seeing a oily on the outside of the aura, which it wasn't that way before. But since 2020, everything keeps spiraling down. But we were born for this. We signed up for this, and soon we're going to be in the Great Awakening. But we have to keep ourselves and our families and our homes cleansed because the violence and everything that we're seeing is from the energy. The sickness that we're seeing is from the energy. So if you keep yourself and your family clear, you're going to see a big difference.
Is there
And one of
something?
the things,
Oh, go ahead.
One of the things that people will tell me is after they get cleansed and cleared, they're like, I don't want to go out. Because I can feel it now. And I'm like, yeah, that happens. It does. So I'll tell them when you go out, let's call in, some of the angels to come with you to keep your space clear while you're there and when you come back.
So you feel more sensitive to the outside world once you start to cleanse. You really, you've gotten all that negative energy out, and now you realize how you feel, without that negative energy holding you down and making you feel a certain way. And so when you go outside and we're surrounded by negative energy, you immediately can feel that transpire towards you.
Yes. And the stepping into the power is what's so amazing. I had a lady that I cleansed, and 3 months, 2 to 3 months later, she actually did accidentally did an exorcism. And she had no spiritual gifts, no training, because we all have this knowledge from our past lives that's just sitting here. And that was I loved it. That was the most amazing thing that I've ever seen. It was awesome.
Wow. I know a lot of people are interested in their past lives. Like, if they wanted to learn more about their past lives, what is something they can do?
To learn about your past life, I would start with one. I would ask, find out first your most important past life, and that will give you information about where you are now. Like, for example, I'm a soldier, but in past lives, I've been a man as a soldier. And I've had past lives where I knew how to do magic. And all of that, what happened has got me to where I am now. So I would say start with your one past life. And the way that you can get there, get that information is bonding with your guide. And I have a video on YouTube that's so important, and it tells you how to bond with your guide. Because once you bond with your guide, there's certain things, steps that you need to take. But basically, I show you how to get to the level to where your guide actually guides you. So once you've got that relationship strong, you can actually sit down and they will either tell you or show you with your eyes. And then it just builds after that. And everybody has this power. This is not just for certain people, everybody.
It's true. Everybody has a sixth sense. It's just people don't always know how to utilize it. And if you're doubtful and you're skeptical, you're not going to have the ability to really connect with the spiritual world.
That's right. And it just takes a little bit of time. And I see that's where people start getting losing interest, because if you work with a light being, it takes time. Now there's a good number of practitioners that work with dark beings. And the reason why they do that is because you get instant power immediately. But with a light being, you don't. You have to work. But it's so powerful. And I tell people, just give it 2 months. Just that's it. Watch the video, talk with them throughout the day, and then you're going to see drastic changes. And they do.
I love that. Wow.
Me too.
When you talked about the aura a while, in the beginning of the conversation, there are different color auras. Can you tell us a little bit and educate us about the different color auras, what some of them represent? And then, some people can see auras and, many people can't. Like, I can't see the auras. I know they surround me, but some people are able to see them. Like, what do those auras, each of them, represent?
Your aura, the colors represent what chakra is dominating. Like, for example, my aura is usually purple, and that's associated with a third eye. And so, depending on what chakra is dominating, will be the color of your aura. Now, some people will say that a person has a black aura. That's not their aura, that's the negative energy that's stuck, because that's the way it shows itself, is black. Some people will see a gold aura. That one's really important. That's for somebody that is divinely protected and connected. And I see that sometimes when I do, I'm like, whoa, let's get to know this person.
I love
And
that. Now
sometimes you'll see flashes of light around you, and that's the light beings interacting with you.
Okay. Now, if someone doesn't, can't see their aura, but they want to learn more and they want to be able to see auras, is there something they can do to enhance their ability to see auras?
Definitely. The first thing you're going to do is talk to your guide about it. And then you're going to ask them, step by step. You can say, let's give an example here. Archangel Michael, can you please show me what color my aura is right now? And then just close your eyes and you're going to get a flash. And then they'll guide you through that.
Wow.
People try to make it like it's this special thing that only certain people can do. That's not true. Anybody can do that, no matter what level, if you're a beginner or if you're a seasoned practitioner.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. What are some of the services that you provide?
I provide my number one service that people contact me across the world is black magic removal, generational curse removal, breaking contracts with dark beings, wealth activation, childhood trauma, blueprint and template activation, black magic against, I mean, pr protection against yourself and your business alignment, past life healing and karmic. That's all I can think of right now.
And where can they find you?
On my website is www.shamansandra.com. And this it's Sondra, because there's another practitioner and she's Sandra Ingerman. So sometimes people get me confused.
Now, if there's one message you want listeners to walk away with about healing, release, and personal power, what would that be?
I want everyone to know that right now it looks like things are spiraling down. They are. And But you're protected and you signed up for this. And we are here and we are all going to rise above this and step into our power very soon. No one's left you behind. They're getting you prepared and they're getting you ready. And we will be here to see the new earth usher in. And there's a great divide between the light and the dark. So choose a side and lean into it. And don't be afraid. And don't let all this confusion bring you down. Your higher self knows the truth. Your higher self guides you. Get rid of everything else that you're listening to and tune into your higher self. And don't be afraid. I see a lot of fear. Do not be afraid. You are protected. And get in touch with your soul family, with your spirit guides, because we're going to see some amazing, amazing things. And there are light beings around all of you. They're trying to get your attention, that they want you to work with them.
I love that. Sandra, this has been amazing. I think, our conversation today was just enlightening. I think you brought such great information to the table. And I think so many people are interested in spiritual well-being and they want to connect with their inner self. They just don't know where to begin. So I think today's conversation was great because you kind of gave them a stepping stone of how to begin, and it's like you said, it's not that difficult, we just have to be open-minded. And I think, the spiritual world is always giving us signs. It's just we have to take the time to listen and also ask, just like they believe in prayer, and you could also speak with the spiritual world and let them listen, and they will respond in some way or form. And then just be open and be aware, and those signs will pierce through. And
That's right.
I just love how you just showed some little bits of different tips and tools and help people understand how they can cut the cords, because so many people are attached to cords and they just don't know how to let go and they feel stuck and they're affected mentally and physically. And today was great because you showed them how to get those cords uncut, cut. And I think that's wonderful because that's a great way to free yourself from negativity.
It is tremendously.
Well, I thank you so much, Sandra, for coming on the show today. I'd love to have you back on. I'd love to hear more, and we can talk about so many different things because you have so many different areas that you have expertise in. But for today, thank you so much for being on the show.
Stacy, I enjoyed it and it was an honor to be here.
Oh, it was an honor to have you here. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And you have a great day.
Thank you, Stacey.